Nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Why don't you put your camera on Skype? You want to start recording?
I don't know where I am now.
November 9th, 1989.
Today we'll solve
history
this.
Is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer, David Scorpio, Giuseppe Bafangulo, Brutal Honesty, Chris Winant. History is made. And now, the event.
Well, welcome everyone to the event with Giuseppe Scorpio, Chris, and Dr. Lorraine Day. We're seeking to get the echo out of the audio. Giuseppe, I turn it over to you, my friend.
Jim, do you have the ability to put in a pair of
Who just muted? Whoever just muted, got rid of it.
I just muted on Skype.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Speak some more, Jim.
But you have an echo, too.
I do? Okay.
You guys might want to put headphones on, because we're using StreamYard. StreamYard seems to be real sensitive to that.
Well, he doesn't want to use it.
What a riot. Oh, there. That sounded better.
Yeah, it sometimes will play itself out. Let me change the layout so you should be able to see Dr. Day. You see her now?
Wonderful.
Okay, but Dr. Day, can you see that screen that I'm sharing?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. This should all work then. Okay, take her away, Jim.
Well, Dr. Day is excellent, but your voice has an echo, Giuseppe.
Okay, well let me mute StreamYard and see what happens. Usually some people can't hear me, but we'll go with it. How's that? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Lorraine, it's fortuitous that we have you on the day after the Chauvin verdict has been issued. It's been a concern of mine whether or not Officer Chauvin could even have brought about the death of George Floyd under the circumstances specified. With the artery on one side, you'd still have blood flowing the other. What's your take on causation of death?
Well, again, I didn't listen to the whole trial, but the evidence suggests that he had his knee on his shoulder and not his neck. So there wouldn't have been any causation of death from Derek Chauvin. So again, this was just all fixed. It was a political demonstration of injustice. But that, even though Derek Chauvin's whole life is on the line and he may spend the rest of his life in prison, this is just another cog in the wheel of total domination by communism of America. There is no justice in the courts. The courts are totally controlled. they can have any outcome they want. These are controlled by the same group, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Soroses. This is what it's all about. It's much bigger than the Derek Chauvin trial.
Very, very nicely, Scorpio.
Well, Dr. Day, thanks for coming on. Really good to talk with you again. And, you know, I would just add about this Chauvin, George Floyd nonsense that, you know, George Floyd had taken fentanyl and methamphetamine pills, which are a street drug that's supposed to mimic the effects of OxyContin. And of course, you know, taking fentanyl and methamphetamine at the same time is sort of a great recipe for a coronary failure of some kind. You don't have to be a physician to, postulate that exactly. And it's amazing how far the media is taking the lies on this thing. They even said that George Floyd had a amount of methamphetamine that a doctor would prescribe his patient. I wasn't aware that doctors prescribe methamphetamine.
No, they don't. They don't. But again, this is just
Prime Minister over of America. This is a Stalin era show trial, essentially.
Just one second. Hey, Jim, when you're not speaking, mute your speakers. Mute your mic, Jim. Yeah, Jim, when you're not speaking,
were you guys able to hear me?
Your mic. Dr. Day, did you hear that question?
There's an alien invasion going on with that.
Hear the question. No.
Go ahead, Scorpio. Re-inquire. She didn't understand.
I didn't hear the question.
Well, were you able to hear what I said?
Oh, well, if you ask, do doctors prescribe methamphetamines? The answer is no. And again, this was using a black man who was a drug addict to make him a hero in America, to destroy, you know, the white race, to promote racism, to promote rioting, to promote violence. The whole idea is they want to create such chaos in America and around the world with all of this violence. And they have said it. They say it in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion that they will create such chaos that people around the world will beg the UN to take over and run the world and restore some order. That is where they're going. So this is just kind of a small cog in the whole wheel of what they're doing. And we can't concentrate on this issue because this issue, they want it to distract us with the issue of Derek Chauvin.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. And this whole thing may have been a scripted event anyway, and we're supposed to respond to it emotionally. And that's the whole point of things like this. I totally agree.
So the bigger issues are they're trying to kill 6 billion people in the world. In my new book, which just came out 2 months ago, called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? In the first chapter, I have 14 roadmaps that 12 of them, they have written themselves, telling us what they're going to do to us. We have the Georgia Guidestones. We have the January 10, 1963 Congressional Record, which records the current communist goals. We have the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is a CIA training manual that came out many, many years ago. We have the book Foundations. We have what's on the back of your dollar bill. Over and over and over again, they tell us, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. And that's what these kill shots are about. You cannot call them vaccinations. They have nothing to do with vaccinations. Vaccinations don't work anyway, but they have made people think that they work, so they're willing to take it. Everything about this whole supposed pandemic is a fraud. COVID-19 does not exist. It does not exist. So then people say, well, what are people dying from? They're dying from everything they've died from all along, cancer, Parkinson's, and heart attacks and all that. COVID-19 does not exist. And then they tested, guess what, with the PCR, the polymerase chain reaction. That doesn't test for anything. The PCR does not test for anything. It is nothing but a chemical copier. It copies whatever is there and makes more copies of it. So then you can test with another test for what is there. So the COVID-19 does not exist. I show that in my book. I show that they the Rothschilds patented not only the COVID-19, which, by the way, does not exist, and then they patented all the methods of testing for it. So if anybody else tries to test to see if it's there, they are breaking the law. So they have, they did this long time ago, way about 2003 or something like that. They started all of this. And so there is a non-disease. You see, if there was a real disease that they had out there, then people could say, oh, well, this person has the disease and this person does not. But when they pick a non-disease that has no symptoms, then they can make up the figures as they go along. All of the figures are made up out of thin air. All of the figures are made up. People can't understand this. When I was involved in the AIDS epidemic 30 years ago, at one time I was an advisor for the CDC until I learned they were lying about everything. Fauci was around during AIDS. He was lying then. He is lying now. He is part of them. This has one goal only, and that is to exterminate 6 billion people on the face of the earth. Everything else is just details. They're going to do it with famines. They're going to do it with inflation. They're going to do it with the kill shots. The kill shots contain NAGLEs, which is what cancer cells produce to destroy cells. It contains apparently prions, which will give you Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is the human form of mad cow disease. It contains fetal parts. By the way, the original name of Creutzfeldt-Jakob is Kuru. Kuru, when I was a medical student, we studied Kuru, which was a disease in Papua New Guinea and other places in Africa where they were cannibals. It's cannibalism that causes it. Now they're putting human meat in hamburger and hot dogs. Independent laboratories have tested this. They're even putting human meat in non-meat hamburgers. All right. So they're making Americans and apparently other countries eat human beings. When a species that is supposed to be an herbivore eats animal products, and particularly their own kind, they develop this prion disease, which is Kuru. Prion disease, of course, prions were discovered by Dr. Stan Prusner, who won the Nobel Prize for this. Stan and I are friends. We went through our residency together. And in fact, he did some of his prion work in my laboratory at UC San Francisco because both of us were asked to stay on the faculty after we finished our residency. So he does not know how prions form because he doesn't understand all of these other things about somatids and microzyma. You see, On the earth, God has given us a system to clean up, I have to get some water here, to clean up the mess on the earth. When animals die, if they just stayed there, the earth would be uninhabitable. But we have rats and mice and pigs and insects, flies and mosquitoes and all. They clean up the garbage. That's why they are there. They are scavengers to clean up the garbage. You will notice that if there's a dead animal in the road, it attracts a vulture to eat it up. The vulture does not attract the dead animal. The dead animal attracts the garbage. Flies are attracted by garbage. Flies don't cause garbage. Garbage attracts flies. And so we have the same system in our body. We have germs, we have bacteria and fungi. We get ourselves sick by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. That attracts the germs to move in to clean up the mess. Germs don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage.
That's great.
Isn't that sensational? Giuseppe, would you like to join in?
Jim, try muting StreamYard and going your audio through Skype and see if that eliminates the echo. So, Dr. Day, it's great to have you participate on a show. Hope you're doing well. My first question is, Do you believe the coronavirus, the common
cold? Well, I can jump in until we get the clinical project there.
Oh, here we go. Dr. Day, can you hear me now?
Yes, but a bit, very strong echo.
Okay, let me get rid of this.
You sound good now, Giuseppe. No. Okay, well, Dr. Day, I'll just jump in briefly. I agree with everything you said, and you're certainly not a woman that minces words. I really like that. You don't kind of beat around the bush and say, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. I agree. This COVID thing is the biggest fraud ever hoisted upon mankind. And the disturbing thing for me is seeing how many people are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. People walking around with their masks on, afraid of their own shadow, and just willing to accept anything for things to go back to normal, which, of course, that's not in the cards. They never plan on letting things go back to normal.
That's right. Well, people are programmed to believe the experts. And you see, everybody makes fun of humanity and saying we're sheep. And we are sheep. But we need to follow the right shepherd. People follow the government. People follow the government that is ruled by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Satan. They are not following the good shepherd. And if they did, they would be in a totally different circumstance than they are now. So people are sheep. People want to be led. And in fact, you know, I have to admit that as a doctor, years ago, I believed in vaccinations. I vaccinated my children. During the AIDS epidemic, I had a hepatitis B vaccination. Doctors are all just nothing but they're used by the pharmaceutical company. They are just the dupes of the pharmaceutical company. When you're in medical school, you are taught never to question. So medical students never question their professors. And their professors, when they were medical students, never questioned their professors. If you look at even the idea of a virus, there's really no evidence that viruses exist. We make ourselves sick by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And I know that better than anyone because I developed cancer. I was diagnosed with cancer. We became fourth stage and metastatic and it was declared terminal. And here I am totally well, never had chemo, never had radiation. I changed everything about my life. I changed the way I was living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress, and deprived the cancer of what it needed to grow. So we get ourselves sick. Germs don't make us sick. Now you think about this. People go to the store and buy germs from a cow to eat. They're called probiotics. Those are germs from a cow and they eat them. So if you say germs cause disease, well, which germ causes what disease? And how do we have all these germs? Why are we eating germs? All right. A third of your immune system are the bacteria in your colon. They help keep you well. So germs are not our enemies. We are covered with them. We've got them on our skin, in our nose, in our mouth, in our gastrointestinal tract. They are not our enemies. They only move in to clean up the mess when we get ourselves sick. And so doctors are so stupid. And I say that because I'm one of them. And I used to believe this when they see, oh, here's a germ in the area of an ulcer or something. Oh, the germ must have caused the ulcer. No, we caused the ulcer and the germ is there to clean up the mess. But it's sort of like going down the highway and seeing a bleeding man lying along the side of the road and someone standing over him and you stop and you beat up the guy who's standing over him thinking he's the one who did the caused the bleeding in the man on the ground when you find out he's the ambulance attendant, okay? So the whole point is we've got it all wrong. The germ theory is not correct. Pasteur proposed the germ theory, said the germ is everything, the milieu, the immune system is nothing. Beauchamp said, no, the immune system is everything. And that's why there are always people in an epidemic that never get the disease, even if it was a real epidemic. because their immune systems are functioning properly. Once I learned how to get well 28 years ago, I've never been sick again with anything. So the thing is that we don't have to worry about germs. Again, if you've got a virus is 1/100 the size or less than a bacteria. And so all a virus is a piece of DNA with a protein coat around it. Well, just think about this. If you are wearing a shoe that is rubbing on the side of your foot, what does your body do? It creates a callus there to protect your foot from the rubbing shoe. When I operate on somebody who maybe was in Vietnam and I have to go into their thigh area and they have some shrapnel there, I will find scar tissue around the shrapnel. That's what the body does. It forms scar tissue or callus to protect the rest of the body from what's going on. So it is when you get yourself sick, your body is producing toxins that are attacking a portion of your DNA. So it tries to protect itself to put a protein coat around it. Then they say, oh, that's a virus. It's causing the disease. No, germs don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage. Flies don't cause garbage. Garbage attracts flies. There is a cleanup crew on the earth. If we didn't have the cleanup crew of rats and mice and vultures and all that, the earth would be uninhabitable. Well, we have the same system in our body on a micro level, and that is fungi and bacteria and all that. But I do not believe that viruses exist. They are just small pieces of DNA. And again, when our body is attacked in any place, we either produce callus, produce scar, we produce something to protect ourselves. And on a micro level, it produces a protein coat to protect itself from the toxins produced by the disease that we cause by the way we're living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress.
Dr. Day, I don't think the gentleman can hear me, but I know you can. Do you believe the chickenpox is a contagious disease?
Yeah, it's amazing to see how many doctors that have thought outside the Rockefeller Board of Medicine have been not only assaulted by the Board of Medicine, in many cases assaulted and even jeopardized their safety and health. A lot of these people have met premature deaths. It's extraordinary to see how much of a lead pipe diplomacy there is in this field. And it's truly extraordinary to see how many people have been washed out of it. And I'm glad to see more doctors are stepping up and really second guessing this system, this formula, because I don't think they're necessarily interested in healthcare. They're more interested in like accessorizing these type of things. And the service that they're providing to me seems more like them transitioning disaster capitalism into healthcare and providing the illusions of help and hope, but they're really weaponizing a lot of these things. And it's almost like a genetic or immune self-sabotage with them going after the proteins and even substituting, like Dr. Day was saying, the protein sources of animals and humans into our diet. And I'm sure that these type of things can cause certain issues with RNA and cell operations and things like this. So yeah, I could see the immune system really being jeopardized by a lot of these fools that are playing God, and a lot of hubris is going on here. And it's being underlooked. The FDA is a rubber stamp industry, just like the Rockefeller Board of Medicine is. And you're not even hearing these doctors talking about GMOs or anything like beneficial gut bacteria, like she's saying. So yeah, spot on as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad that others are out there starting to come to these conclusions as well, because really what they're looking for, it was a great analogy talking about going after the guy helping the person injured on the side of the road. Because ultimately they are going after these type of things and providing these solutions that are just ridiculous in the face of the actual problem that we're seeing. And anybody trying to assess this as anything else in terms of the problem, whether you're looking at the fake COVID thing and them calling flu deaths with comorbidities COVID, or even people being put on ventilators or prematurely killed by the hospitals or even jeopardized in nursing homes like many governors were doing. This is not an accident. Like she says, they're trying to bring in the Georgia Guidestones, not only in the numbers and population or depopulation, but also in terms of control. And this is something that has been a Rothschild goal for the last, well, since America's ever been a thing. So,
you know, nobody dies of the flu. Really, nobody. dies of the flu. And the CDC has never kept track of flu deaths. Never, never, never. They don't keep track of flu deaths because doctors don't ever report flu deaths. Doctors don't report anything. They're too busy and it's nonsense. So when they say, oh, well, we don't keep track of flu deaths, they never did. I can tell you they never did. The only time they started coming out with some flu deaths was when they developed the flu vaccine. And then they would say, and I remember when this started out, they would say, 38,000 people in America die of flu and pneumonia. Flu and pneumonia. And I said, what? Flu and pneumonia. And I thought, why are they throwing pneumonia in there? So I went actually to the CDC and I got the statistics. They didn't have any statistics about the flu. Now, pneumonia is a final cause of death in many people who are dying of, say, cancer or heart disease because they're bedridden, they develop the flu. And that's just the final event of them dying of cancer or heart disease or something else. And so that's on many death certificates. So they had to throw that in there because nobody dies of the flu. Nobody. And so everything is lie upon lie upon lie upon lie that they say they kept track of the flu deaths. No, they didn't. Nobody dies of the flu. Doctors don't report a flu. And many people who have the flu don't even go to the doctor. So, I mean, there are so many lies and they do this to create chaos and create confusion in the minds of everybody. As a doctor, I know these things don't happen.
Great point. Yeah, they do weaponize the well-intentioned against the obtuse in this regard. Vices and virtues, all of this stuff. It's amazing to see. This is organized chaos and order out of chaos. This is, like you say, an absolute operation. And people that don't see this for what it is and can't break free from that emotion or that fear, man, you're really going to have trouble seeing this for what it is. So great point.
Well, many people, you know, we can't be too hard on the people out there who don't understand. Because there are still many things that many people who are aware of these things that we're talking about today do not understand. They don't understand what the final goal is, not only to eliminate 6 or 6.5 billion people from the face of the earth, but why? Why do they want to do this? They want to eliminate all goodness. They're going to ban the Bible. They're going to eliminate Christianity. Now, I am not in favor of organized religion. I am
Dr.
not.
Nick.
Yes.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Giuseppe, take it from here.
Okay. No echo. Good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Dave, first, completely agree. I'm trained midlife career change as an oriental medicine practitioner, master of science in oriental medicine, bachelor's of science in nutrition from one of the top five oriental medicine colleges in the country. And it, to me, my training is everything is about the immune function. But how do you explain things like chickenpox, which are contagious diseases?
Well, we don't know that chickenpox are contagious diseases. What we do know, there was a study done years ago where they took a number of volunteers and they put their feet in cold water. They put cold, wet clothes on them. They blew cold breezes on them. And they took supposedly pure cold virus and put it up their nose. Only 17% of people developed a cold. So what about all the others? What about all the others? Why do you say that the cold virus caused the cold? We get ourselves sick by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Chickenpox is a disease that occurs mainly in children. And a child doesn't get it until their immune system may be compromised in some way. Children develop an immune system by being exposed to these various conditions as far as the way they're handling stress. And so they never explain all the people that don't get the disease. They only say, oh, well, these children were exposed to this and they got this disease. Children get diseases, childhood diseases all the time. And that's the way they develop their immune system. Why is it that adults don't get it? Because they have an immune system. Why are children born with cancer? Why are some children born with cancer? The reason is that a baby in utero has no immune system and it's eating, living, and handling stress the same way as the mother who may be doing horrible things, but the mother has an immune system, the baby doesn't, and so it's very damaging to the baby, and the baby's born with cancer. All right. So it is the immune system. And they talk about, oh, you know, viruses cause cancer. Viruses don't cause cancer. Again, the word virus in Greek means poison. It just means poison. And so the very first virus that was supposedly discovered was the tobacco mosaic virus. And all they did was say, well, they couldn't find any bacteria. So they must, it must be some other kind of organism that's causing this disease. And yet they called it a poison. So one leaf that is infected may produce poisons, but not viruses. And again, the word virus just means poison. And when the body is ill, it can produce toxins. And in fact, the bacteria and fungi move in to clean out the toxins. But when that causes symptoms, people don't like that. And so then they go to the doctor and they'll get some drug that stops the clean out process. And so then you still have all that garbage in your body for the next episode. And then you go and stop the clean out process. And then eventually you develop Parkinson's or cancer and you say, doctor, how did I get this? And the doctor will say, we don't know. These things just happen. They don't just happen. We do it to ourselves. I gave myself cancer because of my job. I loved my job. I'm an orthopedic trauma surgeon, but I was working night and day. I was operating when there were gang wars in San Francisco. Sometimes I would operate 72 hours without sleep. I would jack myself up on coffee and caffeinated soda and sugar in order to stay awake to save people's lives. I was doing good things. I wasn't doing drugs and alcohol. I was doing good things, but I wasn't getting enough sleep. My body was responding to the stress, even though I loved my job. It was killing me. I didn't get some bug. I did it to myself. And so I had to stop and get my body well. So, you know, there's chicken pox. It doesn't mean just because somebody else gets it that they transmitted it from another person. People get cancer all the time. It's not contagious. They know that it's not contagious. But with children, they think, oh, well, other children play with other children, so they give themselves that disease. Not necessarily.
I understand. What do you believe some of the scientific pronouncements that they call a virus an obligate parasite? Do you agree with that description?
Well, what they call it an obligate parasite because it cannot live on its own. It cannot live outside the body. It cannot reproduce unless it's connected to your DNA. So again, everybody's got the wrong paradigm that they're thinking, oh, germs cause disease. Germs cause disease. Well, again, do flies cause garbage? No. Garbage attracts flies. The garbage in your body that you produce by the way you're eating, living, and handling stress brings on the cleanup crew. So when they say obligate parasite, that's a fancy way of saying this organism, if it is an organism, cannot live outside the body. And that's one of the main things that where you show that something causes a disease, which is Koch's postulates. But viruses don't go by that. And so again, rather than say maybe viruses don't exist, we always want to see a part of the problem is nobody wants to take responsibility for their own health. Nobody wants to say, something did this to me. Now you got to take responsibility because they're going to eliminate healthcare. Healthcare anyway is just disease care. They just give you drugs. Doctors don't know how to do anything except give you drugs or cut out your organs or cut off your body parts. A doctor doesn't know how to do anything else. That's why I became a trauma surgeon, because in medical school, I said, doctors don't ever cure anything. They give you drugs which treat symptoms, never the underlying cause. If you're run over by a truck, or if you're shot or stabbed, that's not caused by the way you live, think, act, and eat and handle stress. That's an accident. I can put you back together again and you can go live your life. Trauma is different from disease. Trauma is an accident. Disease we give to ourselves. So an obligate parasite is just a fancy way of saying a virus cannot live outside the body. A bacteria can live outside the body. It's a one-cell organism. It can reproduce itself. Viruses can't.
Jim, are you there on Skype? I see you dropped off a StreamYard. Scorpio, why don't you jump in?
Sure. this is fascinating, Dr. Day. And, you know, just recently I was doing some research on this topic about viruses. And Dr. Sam Bailey, a woman from a doctor from, I believe, New Zealand, she made a very interesting video about called The Truth About Virus Isolation. And she went into the way that so-called viruses are isolated and also creating an isolate. And from what I'm gathering here, it's quite a dodgy process to say that you take a bunch of animal cells and grind them up in a blender and then put them on a petri dish with a so-called virus on it, and then it starts to reproduce, and somehow that means that this virus is doing something. Could you comment on virus isolation and what you think about that whole process?
Well, again, viruses cannot reproduce on their own. They can't live outside the body. And even there's a big controversy where they're even alive. They're not even alive. And so we know that bacteria are alive. We know that fungi are alive. And so this is, again, you see, the whole thing is, if you're thinking we've got to have a germ for every disease, there are 100,000 supposed viruses. You tell me how you tell a virus that is not a disease, not a pathogen, from one that is a pathogen. They can't do that. They cannot do that. They can't even do that for bacteria, really, because again, your whole intestine is populated with bacteria. Why do people take probiotics? Because they eat flesh food, which destroys the good bacteria in their colon, meat, poultry, and fish, and they take antibiotics, which destroys the good bacteria in their colon. So then they go in and eat the germs from a cow to try to repopulate the good bacteria in their colon. Why not just stop doing those other things and have your own bacteria in your colon that make vitamin B, they make vitamin K, they enhance your immune system? Why do what you want to do? See, people love to do, they don't want to give up their dearly held bad habits that are destroying them. I had to give up my dearly held bad habits in order to reverse my cancer. And, you know, they have spent $92 billion since Nixon administration and the war on cancer began to try to find a cure for cancer. But that, because they're looking, that doctors work at the wrong end of cancer. They work at the business end. They're always trying to take out the tumor, take out the tumor. I had breast cancer. Did I develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts? No. You know, cutting them off is not going to cure me because I didn't get too many of them. That's not what caused my cancer. It was my sick body, even though I didn't feel sick when I was diagnosed. It was my sick body, my suppressed immune system that caused the tumor. Cutting out the tumor doesn't cause anything, doesn't cure anything. Now, let's go back to chicken pox. If you had an 8-year-old son who was very sick with the chicken pox and he had chicken pox marks all in his skin, would you take him to the surgeon and say, oh, please cut out all the chicken pox marks in my child's skin so he'll be well? No, you wouldn't do that because you would know that the child's body is sick and that's what's producing the chicken pox marks in the skin. When the child's body gets well, the chicken pox marks will automatically go away. It's the same way with cancer. When your body gets well, you deprive the cancer of what it needs to grow and it dies. But people can't do that. They always want to say, well, something caused this, something caused, yeah, you caused it. But that's the good news, because if you caused your disease, you can reverse it by changing all the things you were doing that caused the disease. So again, the thing is, they got to change their paradigm in their mind. Everybody wants to think that there is a virus or a bacteria that's causing each disease. That is not true.
Well, I guess a quick follow-up question from the chat room from Yogi from the Lord, who has a great YouTube channel, by the way. Why are doctors getting results from ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with this so-called COVID? What's the correlation there?
Well, first of all, there's no COVID. There's no COVID. People are sick from some other things. When they give them drugs, the drugs are meant to address the symptoms of the disease, not the underlying cause. You could give them all steroids and they'd all feel better and their symptoms would go away. That doesn't make and that doesn't tell you that COVID exists or that COVID causes symptoms. You'd have to give me all sorts of additional documentation for all of these things. People just, again, when I say COVID doesn't exist, well, then why are all these people dying? Well, why did people die before COVID? There are all sorts of things that people do that give themselves disease from which they die. So that doesn't prove anything.
Right. Okay, so there's no correlation, in other words.
No, there's no correlation with anything just because you say, oh, well, they give them a drug and they feel better. You know, you can give them lots of drugs and people feel better. You can just get drunk and you feel better. That's a drug too.
And ivermectin is a drug that's designed to work on parasites, and so is hydroxychloroquine. They have nothing to do with viruses.
Right. Again, prove to me that a virus actually exists. Prove to me.
Right.
Lorraine, I'd like to shift cadence to go to the Chauvin trial, if we might. There are those who believe that what's going on here is Democrats are trying to foster racism because in the absence of racism, they have no rationale for the Democrat Party whatsoever. It isn't enough that Chauvin may spend the rest of his life in jail if the inmates allow him to live. Since racism is an invisible force that exists despite any evidence of its existence, these activists and their leaders aren't going to rest until they, to quote New York BLM leader Hank Newsom, burn it all down. They mean business. They want riots. This is revenge racism, payback for hundreds of years of oppression, in their minds at least. I'm just done, but I think this critique is right-headed. Your thoughts?
The Rothschilds own both Republican Democrat parties. The Democrats and the Republicans are controlled by the same group at the highest levels. This is all a charade for America and has been from the beginning. There is no difference between the parties at the highest level. They just want one party to go against the other. Again, you know, my late husband, Bill Dannemeyer, was a long-term U.S. congressman. When we got married 17 years ago, he actually thought that the Congress and the Senate ran America. You know, I had to open his eyes to the whole thing. And then he finally understood that the Congress does not run America. The president doesn't run America. The Rothschilds run America. The Rothschilds run virtually every country in the world. This is a plan to create chaos, to bring communism into America, and to kill 6 billion people. We cannot lose sight of that. All the rest of it, the promotion of violence, they say this. I have it in my book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. They say in the Protocols of Zion, they're going to promote one race against another to create chaos so people will want the UN to move in and create order.
Do you think the American people would tolerate the entrance of United Nations troops into America? I don't believe they would. I think it would be a slaughter.
Of course.
That's one action I think Americans would find intolerable, right?
No. They already control America and the world. The UN, which is just the body of the Rothschilds controlling it, they closed down the whole world in a week. They already control everything. They could not have done that. They just haven't come completely out of the closet and say, here we are, and this is communism, and we're ruling you as slaves. They're not going to just come in. See, there's two forms of communism. There's outright communism, like they did in Russia. They came in with tanks. And then there's Fabian socialism. Fabian socialism is the same thing as communism. They just do it more slowly. They infiltrate the government. They take over. This is what they're doing in America. In Russia, they came in with tanks. In America, they're doing Fabian socialism, and they just infiltrate everything. And they have their agents everywhere. And they're not going to just do it as, oh, we're coming in to take you over. They're going to do it just like they don't come and say, we're going to kill you. what they say is, oh, you have a terrible disease and we are wanting to protect you. So they will bring the UN troops in to bring order out of this chaos that they have developed, and everybody will welcome them.
I'm pretty skeptical of that. Chris, would you like to comment?
Yeah, they do seem to play that good cop, bad cop thing where they do control both the Hufferings, both oppositions, and they really try to lead people into obscurity or into cul-de-sacs in terms of forging their own alternatives. Look at how effectively they did shut down the economies here in the United States, the production of goods, farmers markets, things that could really forge an alternative against the Cisco logistics infrastructure, which they do control. So yeah, I'm in full agreement here that this is a political theater and this whole panic and fear is being manufactured to really control the dialogue as well. Because look at what we're talking about, whether people should be wearing masks or getting vaxes instead of getting these scumbags the hell out of here.
Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Yes, sorry, I had to unmute. This is a fascinating discussion. So I didn't realize that you were married to a congressman. So were you able to convince him that basically the federal government is controlled by the Rothschild banking cabal?
Yes, and in fact, you know, if you know anything about the Noahide laws, my husband was in Congress the day he was on the floor of the House the day that that bill was passed, and nobody knew about it because they were all told to go home. There would be no more votes that day, and then four congressmen stayed behind and passed the Noahide laws, and he did not know that. When we got married, he was already out of Congress. I asked him to go back and investigate that. And he wrote a whole article, a very long article about how all of that happened and how it was done surreptitiously. And it was done under the guise of a birthday celebration for Rabbi Schneerson, who the Jews feel is their Messiah and will come back, I guess, from the dead. And so the Noahide laws are meant for the Illuminati to control the Gentiles, and particularly the Gentile Christians. And in the Noahide laws, it says it is against the Noahide laws to practice idolatry. And then they call idolatry, if you look in the Talmud, the worship of Jesus Christ, and the penalty will be beheading. Okay, now, if you think that is wild, as you're aware, there are guillotines in all of the FEMA camps. They've just ordered 30,000 additional blades for guillotines from Mexico. And now beheading has been mainstream, because if you know anything about billing for medical diagnoses, we use the ICD-9 or now the ICD-10 coding book. Every doctor's office has an ICD-9 or 10 coding book, and it has every diagnosis in medicine in that coding book for charging. Now, in that ICD-9 or 10 coding book, they have included beheading by guillotine, and there is an actual number to charge you for being beheaded, either you or your family. And I have that in my new book, Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. I have the ICD-9. I show you, they've got it there. And so if you think this is pie in the sky, it is not. This is actually going to happen.
Oh, no, I completely understand the absolute satanic evil of the Talmudic Jew. I mean, they are, speaking of cancer, they are a cancer on this society and on this world. And it's just a complete malevolent evil that serves a dark force. I mean,
they believe that they have the right to rule the world, and they want to eliminate all Gentiles, and particularly Gentile Christians. Now, this whole thing on the Noahide laws that my husband wrote, showing how they were passed, exactly how it happened, and what it says in the Talmud about it, is in my new book, Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, because it is clear what their plan is. And they say even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed, and that the Gentiles are lower than beasts, and the only reason they're on earth is to serve the Jews. And I have all of these quotes in my book. They have a plan, and that is they feel that their souls, they are the chosen people. In fact, you know, it's interesting. I wrote a book called Who Rewrote the Bible, and I show that the Jewish translators have written the word Jew into the Bible. The word Jew is not in the Bible in the original Hebrew and Greek. The word is always Judean, and it referred to the worship of the true God in the temple in Jerusalem in Judea. And they got in there and they changed it from Judean, which meant a type of worship, to Jew, and tried to make it into an ethnicity. The word Gentile is not in the Bible either. It's always the word nations, and it's defined as those who know not God. So it's those who know God versus those who know not God, and they have taken a worship form and made it into an ethnicity. And so they did that. They had to do that. I show that in the book in order to then say that the Jews of today now are the descendants of the Israelites. The Israelites were Christians. They were not Jews. Abraham was not a Jew. The word Hebrew does not mean Jew. Even Wikipedia will agree that the word Hebrew means to cross over or to pass over, because God called Abraham to come from Ur of the Chaldees, Babylon, to cross over. He said to cross over the flood, which was the Euphrates River. All right, there was a big dividing line. He crossed over the flood. This is in Joshua 24:2-3. Called him to cross over the flood and to cross over from worshiping pagan idols to worshiping the true God. The word Hebrew means to cross over. It does not mean Jew. Abraham was not a Jew. When he moved from Babylon to Canaan, his genes did not change. He did not become a Jew. He was actually a Christian. He worshiped the true God before Christ was born into the earth. So the word Hebrew does not mean Jew. The word Judean does not mean Jew. There were no Jews until 300 years after Christ, when the Pharisees wrote down the Babylonian Jewish Talmud. 300 years after Christ, that was the beginning of Judaism, which is paganism.
Excellent summary. I mean, it's been... Unbelievable. Two of the key operatives were Moses Hess and Theodor Herzl, who pretty much in alliance with Samuel Untmeyer began in the late 19th century, and their major coups were.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening. Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Lorraine, given your views about the parties being controlled by the Rothschild, where does Donald Trump fit into your scheme of things?
Well, Donald Trump, of course, is a Jew. And you know, Obama is a Jew. His mother was Jewish. And the Clintons are Jewish. And the Bushes are Jewish. And Lyndon Johnson was a Jew. And Harry Solomon Truman was a Jew. 9 of the last 14 presidents have been Jews, and people don't know that. And so, again, I tell you at the top, there are the communists who want to come in and just crush. And then there are others that are Fabian socialists who want to infiltrate. Trump has a lot of debts to pay. In other words, when he was in trouble with his casinos, I think the Rothschilds bailed him out. He knows the Rothschilds. He does what he's told. And that's why he didn't go further when to try to show that the election was fixed, because I'm sure they threatened his life. Don't mess with this. We'll take you out and your whole family out. They can compromise everyone. There's a lot of evidence that Trump was on the Epstein Lolita Express to his island. And so they have all ways to compromise people. Epstein was highly funded by the elitist Illuminati Jews, and his job was to make sure that they had compromising film on every politician and everybody who was in a place of importance. So this is the way they do it. And so Trump is a Jew. He's part of them. They talk about, oh, well, Ivanka had to convert to Judaism to marry her husband. No, she didn't convert to Judaism. She converted to Chabad Lubavitch. That's a sect. The most vicious sect, the one that Rabbi Schneerson ran, that's responsible for the Noahide laws. And so they're Jews. They're Jews. You don't have a high-rise real estate billionaire mogul in New York who's not Jewish.
Lorraine, I just don't understand why they had to go so far out of the way to get him out if he's already part of the operation. I mean, that baffles me. Why was there such a vicious effort to get Trump out and get Biden-Harris in, including the massive theft of the election? I'm just baffled.
Well, but the thing is, again, they're all fighting with each other at the very top levels. Remember what they did to Ghislaine Maxwell's father. He was a Jew, too, but he wasn't getting in on the he wasn't doing what he was told. So they offed him. They fight among themselves all the time. That doesn't mean that they are for the rest of us living and having a decent life. That doesn't mean that. Trump, you know, his family name was Drump. They do what they're told when it comes to losing their life.
Chris, would you like to pick up here?
Yeah, I think that there is something there, maybe even a schism or a two controlled opposition houses of the Masonic, Judeo-Masonic orders that have ruled Europe for a long time. Maybe the Guelphs and Ghibellines could have extended into, like, say, the War of the Roses situations or some of the things that we're seeing now between the French, right, and the British or York, right, whatever you want to call it. I think that Trump is very much a part of that. I've been saying that for a long time, and I agree with her on that. I think that a lot of this is probably orchestrated to systematically frustrate us so that we lose hope in the expectations of any agency of the government coming in to save us from this, to give us a conditioned helplessness, things like that. And I don't think it necessarily needs to be this way. I think if people gather together and realize that this is the case, I think it's going to be a lot harder for these guys to get away with these deceptions on us if we know what they're up to and who's doing this. So I'm in agreement there, and I don't want to split hairs on this. But yeah, I definitely am saying that there's something like that going on where they control the money. They control the production of goods. They're trying to control basically every facet of life, whether it's religion or education, anything like that. So really, at the end of the day, you have to get outside that system in some way, shape, or form, whether it's going back to traditional means of wealth, gold, silver, physical property, barter, skill sets, anything, you know, lead. I mean, God dang, there's so many things out there that people could start buying into instead of letting them use your collective wealth to put these type of death camps on you. Because ultimately, we're funding our own extermination in many cases through these hedge funds or BlackRock or 401k things, and they're manipulating every market on earth too. So I think that really we got to get away from their offerings on all fronts. So yeah, great stuff.
There's really no way to get away from. They control everything. And so again, this is the war between good and evil. That's what it is. It's the war between good and evil. And we must see it at that level. The Illuminati wants to eliminate all goodness, all morality from the earth. And that's why in Germany, when the Jews moved in and they were doing that, they were bringing in pornography and pedophilia and filth and the big stores and eliminating the small businesses, the family businesses, exactly what they've done to America. And so you say that we should go back to doing these other things. They control everything. Again, this is the war between good and evil, the war between Christ and Satan. I know that Christianity is not popular now, and I certainly don't agree with any of the churches. The churches are nothing but mind control centers. They were set up 2,000 years ago to control the mind. So we've got mind control centers all over the world, including in America, and they're called churches because they go every week and they are told that God is just like Satan. He requires human burning sacrifices, and if you're not a member of our church, you're going to hell. None of that. The word hell isn't even in the Bible. I prove that in my book, Who Rewrote the Bible? The word hell is not in the Bible. It's been written in by the translators. Again, you can't get people into a church unless you tell them they're going to hell if they don't. And so God is not like that. We are made in the image of God, and no parent in their right mind would burn their child to death for disobeying. And yet, God's going to do that. No, he's not. There is no hell. People reap what they sow. I reaped what I had sown. I developed cancer because of the way I was living, eating, and handling stress. Okay? I gave myself cancer. I reaped what I had sown. And so people will reap what they have sown. The bad people that are doing this now will eventually reap what they have sown. but not to extermination. They're going to exterminate us, but death is temporary with the Lord. I don't believe in reincarnation. We don't come back as a bug or a goat or something like that. We will be resurrected in either the first or the second resurrection. And then people who have not already reaped what they've sown, they will have to reap it at that time. But it's not an eternal burning hellfire. How many people do you know who've actually burned somebody up? Almost nobody. The Bible says we reap what we sow. And if we haven't burned anybody up, we're not going to get burned up. But how does a parent discipline their child? Remedially, to turn them back to right doing, not to destroy them. And so, you know, everything is upside down, and Satan wants to eliminate all goodness from the earth. The Jewish Illuminati believes in the Kabbalah, do what thou wilt, that is the whole rule of law. And so they want no morality. They want to have sex with children, with babies, and kill the babies, and drink the adrenochrome and all that. I got all that in my book as well. The thing is, adrenochrome, when it is oxidized, it becomes like methamphetamine. It gives them a high. Adrenaline gives you a high. When people, God gave us this mechanism of the fight or flight reaction. So when we are being chased by a bear or someone who's trying to assault us, we have this extra energy. And so, but that is supposed to be short term extra energy, and the body has to recover from that. That only lasts a few minutes. But when people are stressed, they are generating this fight or flight reaction to a degree all the time. And that's one thing that suppresses the immune system. That's one thing that makes us sick. We don't, our immune system cannot function. God designed the body to heal itself. If you get cut, you don't have to do anything special. That wound will heal unless you put dirt in it or keep picking it open. The wound will heal. You don't have to do anything special. Children have childhood diseases which are self-limiting. All disease is self-limiting, including cancer. All you have to do with cancer is stop doing the things that caused it. That's what you have to do, not go to the doctor and get chemo, which is going to destroy you, or radiation, which is going to destroy you. You know, when you go to a dentist, they'll put a lead shield on you for a little tiny itty bitty x-ray that they're going to take of your tooth. They cover you up from here down to your mid thigh with a lead shield, because radiation is dangerous. It causes cancer. But now that you have cancer, we have to give you huge doses of what we told you to avoid, because it causes cancer. Doctors are the dupes of the pharmaceutical companies.
Scorpio, why don't you pick it up here?
Sure, absolutely. Again, this is a great conversation. And Dr. Day, you really are an inspiration on many levels. I believe you said you were 84 years old, our last interview. You should consider creating your own line of skincare products.
It's on the inside. It's not what you put on the outside. You drink water. You know, if you're dehydrated, what's the difference between a prune and a plum? Water. What's the difference between a raisin and a grape? Water. On the inside. You see? And stress is very dehydrating. You have to learn how to handle your stress. You have to drink water. You have to stop drinking alcohol and coffee and all those things that dehydrate your body. So it's not on the outside. It's on the inside.
No, I agree. But I'm just pointing out that there's women in their 60s that would kill their complexion and skin. But I mean that very sincerely. You know, and I agree with your assessment of, you know, the hidden Jewish presidents. You know, Eisenhower was also Jewish. If you look at his West Point yearbook, they called
it in my book. Right.
So there's another one. Right. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm rereading E. Michael Jones' book, The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit. And one thing he points out about Jews is that, you can be a Jew and practice Buddhism, and you'll still be a Jew in good standing. Right. You can even dabble in Hinduism as a Jew and still be in good standing. It's only if you cross into Christianity that you are reviled hated by, you know, the Jewish establishment. And that's a very interesting little fact. And I think in that way, Christianity stands alone because, you know, they want to destroy Christianity completely and replace that void or that vacuum with themselves as God and the government and the system as God. I mean, do you think that's part of what they're up to?
Oh, of course. Of course. Satan wants to be the God of this world. So he knows that Jesus is coming back soon and he wants to eliminate all Christianity. So when Jesus returns, he can say, look, there's nobody on this planet who worships you. This planet is mine. That's why the Jews had to get into the Bible to change the word Judean to Jew so they could get the area of what is now Palestine. And they're extending the borders to what they call Eretz Israel. That's why they want to take over Syria. That's why they had the U.S., which is just the military arm of the one world government run by the Rothschilds, to take over Iraq. That's one reason they wanted to take over Iran. Saudi Arabia, their dynasty is already crypto-Jewish. They're Jews. And so they don't have to worry about that. They're going to take part of Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, and all of that from the Euphrates River to the Nile, which was the original Garden of Eden. And so Satan has no thoughts of his own. He can only mimic Christ. So he wants to put his people in that center area, which was the Garden of Eden, and so they will run it, so he will now be the god of what was originally the Garden of Eden. And that's why they have to be there in Palestine, which is the center of the world. To the west, you have Europe, to the east, you have Asia, and to the south, you have Africa. So that's the center of the world. God put the Garden of Eden there, and the original Israelite nation, which again, were not Jews, because then when Christ the Messiah came, then everybody had to come through the area of Palestine or Israel, of the Israelite nation in the Old Testament, and they could tell them that the Messiah had come because all of the business went through that central part. Now you say, well, what about the United States? Oh, they're going to just decimate the United States, and the elitists are only going to use the two coasts of the United States for their vacation. They want the rest of it to be completely eliminated from any human population. And so they don't really care about us. They're using us to fight their battles for them. Then they're going to eliminate the population here. And then they're going to concentrate their control right from the center of what they call the earth.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the two blue lines on the Israeli flag are the Nile and Euphrates River. Exactly. Yeah. That is the plan. I totally agree.
Giuseppe, would you like to raise some questions here, a further conversation before we open the line? The number, by the way, for callers, 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. Before we take callers, Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Well, actually, Chris was wanting to jump in. So, Chris, why don't you go ahead?
Oh, I was asking, how much more carnage do you think Jesus is going to need to see before he comes on back here and handles stuff and lets these guys keep doing what they've been doing to his creation or whatever for 2,000 years?
Well, the whole point is it's not only just been from 2,000 years, the earth is 6,000, humanity is 6,000 years old. And so God created the earth in the humanity and all the animals and everything in 6 days, and it's taken Satan 6,000 years to destroy it slowly. And so when the earth is 6,000 years old, Jesus will come back, and that's about now. They know that. Satan knows that. That's why he's really revving things up now and wants to eliminate all Christianity and all goodness from the face of the earth. And so they want to have 6 billion people eliminated, including all true Christians. Again, I'm not talking about churchians, I'm not talking about people who think they're saved by going to church. Christianity is not a religion. It is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ with no one in between. So they want to have them eliminated by the year 2025 and certainly by 2030. Why do you think they picked 2030? Well, that's the 2000th year anniversary of either the beginning of Christ's ministry or his crucifixion, depending on whether he was born in 3 or 4 BC or at the turn of the century there. So they picked that for that specific reason. And so Jesus is coming back soon. In a way, people say, oh, look at the horror that's going on. But in a way, I don't like to see people go through pain and suffering, but the pedophilia that's going on and the torture of children and the sacrifice of children is getting so bad. God is finally saying, I'm going to bring this to a close, and this is the beginning. But people don't understand that. You see, America and the world has left God. Nobody's studying their Bible. And again, you say, well, you know, the Bible's been changed. Yes, the Bible has been changed. I spent 12 years studying this and showing how the Bible has been changed. But it's been changed to make God look like a psychopath. Only a psychopath likes to see people suffer just for the sake of suffering. And the churches all teach, well, God's going to throw you into hell and you're going to burn forever and forever and forever for 70 years of bad things that you did on this earth. You're going to burn for billions of years. That's a psychopath. God is not a psychopath. And so, but they're making, Satan's making him out to be that. And so they want to eliminate all goodness from the face of the earth. And you can look at what they say. And it's, you know, we've got the whole idea of, what is it, 21, Agenda 21. And then we've got Agenda 2030, Agenda 2030. That's when they want to have it all wrapped up. But they're hoping to kill 6.5 billion people by the year 2025. And of course, they've got about a third of the United States already, quote unquote, vaccinated. As I say, you can't call this a vaccine. It's a kill shot. And so pretty soon, people are going to be developing symptoms. Within 4 months to 2 years, they'd start developing symptoms. They will develop Creutzfeldt-Jakob. They will now some people are dying right after the kill shot. But there's going to be mass death. They, you know, Bill Gates has been showing, is talking about for years how we need depopulation, and yet people believe that he's trying to save our health, to make us healthier. Are you kidding? And yet everybody's falling for it because they've been taught that vaccinations work. Vaccinations have never worked. The elimination of childhood diseases was caused by the better sanitation, better housing laws, and child labor laws, because children were working in the mines from the age of 4, sometimes 10, 12 hours a day. Naturally, they were terribly sick and died at a young age. So these childhood diseases were mostly eliminated by the better sanitation rules, child labor laws, and housing laws.
What's the point of having like a social contract like we supposedly have if we don't go after these robber barons that have been doing this to centuries, putting children in mines, making people have to work two jobs to stay broke, making the elderly come out of retirement to afford to retire? At what point in time do we stop sitting around waiting as quote unquote Christians or God's creation and take matters into our own hands as these people shed the blood of our ancestors, our loved ones in the sacrifice of this whatever it is towards Satan? I don't care to know what they're doing or why they do this shit. I just don't want it to keep going on. You know, I respect anybody's right to practice religion as long as they're not hurting somebody else. And you can't say that about the 1% of the people that are doing this to the 99%. I'm doing the simple math. I don't care about resources or money. I'm talking about simple numbers. You know, we have the multitudes. Why not step together and sort this out in the alley like we should?
Well, the thing is that the sorting it out in the alley is not going to work because they have their psionym everywhere. Psionym, of course, for anyone who's listening that doesn't know, these are Jews who are mid-level Jews who are put in every area of government all around the world. You see, all of these supposed pandemics that we've had before, which were like swine flu, H1N1, bird flu, all those were just trial runs for this one. They wanted to see, do we have enough people in all the places of importance in all the governments of all the nations around the world to pull this off? And once they did, then they started in on it. So all of these others have been dry runs for that particular goal. So they have people everywhere. They control everything. This is too big for us. Then you say, oh, you're just giving up. No, I'm not giving up. The goal of this is not to take America back. We're never going to take America back. And what do you want to take it back to? How it was 20 years ago, how it was 100 years ago when we had no child labor laws and all things like that. What do you want to take it back to? This is the war between good and evil. This is the war of Armageddon. The war of Armageddon is not going to be fought on the plains of Megiddo. The word R is from Har, H-A-R. It means the Mount of Megiddo. This is a spiritual battle for the hearts of mankind. And so this is too big. If you've read anything in the Bible, when Gideon was told to fight the enemy, he had an army of something like, I don't know, 30,000 to take on an army of 300,000. God said, that's too many. It's too many. In fact, he went against this army of like 300,000 with about 300 men, And God said, the reason I want you to have so few men is because when you win, you will know that I did it and you didn't do it. And that's the only place that we have the people will, when they start saying, you're not going to get any food unless you get vaccinated, you're not going to have a job, you're not going to be allowed to barter, you're not going to be allowed to grow your own food in your home, we'll put you in prison, we'll put you in a concentration camp. People are going to start falling like dominoes. They don't have the strength to stand up to this. And so the only place that strength can come from is from the true God of the world, and not the not Buddha, and not Krishna, and not any of these ethereal things. There's only one God that's alive, and that's Jesus Christ. And so that's where the strength comes from. And that's where, in the Bible, God says, if you follow my laws, my health laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. And that's how I learned how to get well. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. I did all of my work for my PhD in addition to my MD. All right? I was a scientist. And I realized that doctors don't get anybody well from anything. Doctors don't know how to cure even one disease. They don't know how to cure even one disease. And yet I was able to reverse my cancer by changing the way I was living, eating, and handling stress. People need to learn how to do that. And this is, again, the answer for cancer and everything else is in the Bible. We just need to change the way we're living. We're not going to take America back by force because they are too strong. What this whole thing is about is to turn to God and have him run your life, because America has left God. God has stepped back. He said, look, if you don't want me to run your life, fine. I will step back and I will let you see how it is for Satan to run your world. And that is what is happening now. Evil has to get so evil that everybody eventually, when they reap what they sow, will realize, I don't want that anymore. The only way that the universe will be safe from sin eternally is when every person says, I don't want sin anymore.
Let me say, we're coming up on the break. I want to reiterate the phone number, 540-352-4452. We'll be sure to take your calls after the break. 540-352-4452. Dr. Day is a fascinating woman with strong opinions. This is a great opportunity to engage with her on any of the above, any of the issues we've been talking about or others you might like to introduce. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yes, yes, yes. We don't seem to have callers as yet. Giuseppe, pick it up from here.
Well, this has just been a fantastic interview with Dr. Lorraine Day. And Dr. Day, we have in the chat a friend of our show's, Lark Numerican. He asked, Dr. Day, do we need to start forming lynch mobs now for American hospitals and medical clinics? Do those witch doctors practicing therein not realize they were brainwashed with junk science and Rockefeller medicine? What the hell's wrong with those arrogant expletives anyway? What is wrong with them? Why can't they understand the way you understand?
Well, again, it is there is only one source of truth in the world. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the only way we really know truth. Some people know parts of truth, but in order to know the whole truth, you've got to know Jesus Christ. Again, when you go to medical school, when you're in high school and you want to be a doctor, what do? You work hard, you get good grades, and you never rock the boat because they don't boat rockers. And so then you get into a good college. And then what do? You work hard, you get good grades, and you never rock the boat. So then you get into a good medical school, you get into a good residency, you work hard, you study hard, you get good grades, and you never rock the boat. So when doctors finish their training, they don't know how to think for themselves. They just believe what they're taught. Because if they hadn't believed that all along, they would not have gotten where they are. And when I was speaking out about the AIDS epidemic, there are only two of us doctors in the whole country that were actually speaking out about what the government was doing wrong about the AIDS epidemic. And so people would come to me and they say, aren't you afraid? You know, I said, why don't you speak out? Oh, well, you know, I might lose my job. I'm in a good group, or I might lose my academic job. And of course, there are all sorts of other risks too. I've had my life threatened many times by the government. I've had black helicopters hanging over my house, shaking it so violently that they shattered a floor-to-ceiling glass window. I've had AIDS needles and paraphernalia sent to me through the mail, hoping that I would get stuck with these AIDS needles. When I was at San Francisco General Hospital, I had so many threats to my life that the administrator would put an armed guard with me in the operating room many times. And the helicopters were at my house every week for several years. They finally stopped because I would just go out my front door and waved to the helicopter pilots. I could see their faces. They were only 10 feet above my house. And so there are certain risks, and people don't want to take those risks. They say they have children and they don't want to take the risks of dying. And so when you are really telling the truth and boldly telling the truth and not trying to shift around and not say certain words and all that, there are risks to that, and people don't want to take those risks.
Listen, we have a couple of callers now standing by. Scaredy Cat is here. Scaredy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim and Dr. Loreen. And hi to Chris Weinert and Scorpio and Dr. Giuseppe. So I'm a little bit afraid to talk to you. I'll tell you up front, I'm Muslim. My worry or push is that even this radio station is being pressured to become anti-Christian. I want Christians to survive and start thriving. Last night we had a host, Brian Wu, right here, and he apologized to Jews. And so I worry that there are secretive persons pressuring the hosts. And how do we strengthen Christian magazines? For example, never again I want to mention, my husband joked and gave it the nickname New York Times. I appreciate Dr. Jim Fetzer that he publishes books on paper. And so I would like, if you could mention some Christian magazines where authors could send their articles to instead of the media that's occupied by the Jews. I think it's occupied 95%. And the spirituality, it's fashionable nowadays, especially for Christians to become atheists and say, oh, either atheists or I'll put the word delicately in quotation marks, agnostic. They say, oh, I'm spiritual. And as you're saying, not organized Christian, not going to church. But the problem with that is to give up wealth, Christian wealth, and property, the buildings, over to secular people, and then people who are swayed into abandoning the church, people say, oh, become spiritual. But then that spirituality does not connect with Jesus Christ's goodness. They are exploited. These sort of people become, directionless. And then some powerful organized Jew in disguise will come and say, oh, become, they will encourage them the wrong way. Oh, become Buddhist. That's all spiritual and you meditate. But the thing is, why can't you meditate on Jesus Christ's goodness?
That's right. The thing is, there's a plan for a one world religion too, and that will be run by the Vatican. As you remember, that Pope John Paul spent most of his reigning as Pope trying to get all religions together. That is still the plan. The last three popes have been Jews, including the Pope that is present now, and he's a Jesuit. He's from the Jesuit organization. Jesuit organization is a Jewish organization. The Jews run and control the Catholic Church from behind the scenes. Ignatius Loyola, who started the Jesuits, was a Jew, and it's a Jewish organization. And the Black Pope, who's not black in color, he is the Pope behind the scenes. He is the head of the Jesuits. The Pope out in front identifies himself as the Bishop of Rome. So the Vatican will run the one world religion, and at first it will be they will take people from Christianity to atheism, and then they know that people have in their heart a desire to worship, so it will become Luciferianism, and they will worship Satan. We're already seeing almost every logo of every corporation now is a satanic logo, even of every car. Toyota is a satanic logo. It is one oval inside of another, and that is the male organ inside the female organ. Everything, the Buick, I think, is the one of, it looks like Satan fell from heaven like lightning. And so they're all worshiping Satan, and that is the plan. So I don't worry about magazines where you can send your article, because God doesn't work through organizations. It is easy to deceive millions of people at a time with propaganda. You can only teach truth to one person at a time. So I don't worry about that. I write my books, and I got The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, another one called If Jesus Died for All, Why Can't He Save All? Again, people say, well, we have free will. Well, if we have free will, then why does anybody pray? Because God's lost control of everybody in creation, so he can't even answer a single prayer if everybody has free will. If anybody's read the Bible, you know that God says he hardened Pharaoh's heart. How could he do that if Pharaoh had free will? Would you give your two-year-old free will? Of course not. So the thing is that people have distorted every doctrine of the Christian church. And I show that in my book, Who Rewrote the Bible. So I don't worry about, are there Christian newspapers? Are there Christian magazines? The thing is, God doesn't work through organization. What we need to do is just make sure that we understand our relationship with the creator of the universe. And God, if we are grounded, God will bring to us people whose minds he has opened, who want to know truth.
Chris Greenhart from the chat room is here. Chris, join the conversation. Chris, are you there? If not, Michelle Stefanik is here. Michelle, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good.
Dr. Day, your comments are just so spot on. And I know you don't know anything about my situation, but I have no doubt the retaliatory actions that were taken against me were because of me being an Orthodox Christian, and particularly due to the facts of what I know at this point in time. I have no doubt at this time I was the target of the August 7, 1998 East Africa embassy bombings, particularly Embassy Nairobi. Fortunately for me, I was in Ethiopia doing the Ethiopia Orthodox historical route, which actually saved my life. If I had would have been in the embassy, I would have been killed. But my section
favor,
took the biggest.
Su mensaje para 2146490777.
Is anybody else hearing all that stuff that's coming in? Okay.
It's okay. And go ahead.
So therefore, I just cannot believe how well you've connected all the dots, and I would really love to contact you offline. But that being said, I also say this. I worked up on the Hill, so I get what you're saying. I was Foreign Service, and my big question is, as an oath taker with the Foreign Service, what about the rule of the military, particularly the U.S. Marine Corps and the Special Forces? Because my opinion is our country could not have been allowed to get where we are today unless they allowed it to happen or they were involved and they did not take the oath and uphold the oath as I have done. Because I can tell you, I'm alive today because of my God and my belief with my God. And because I know what I'm saying is the truth, and it is because I'm an Orthodox Christian, not an Orthodox Jew. I didn't make this about my religion, but to your point, the higher I was raised up the U.S. government echelon, the more targets that were on my back. But the biggest one is I survived August 7, 1998. And when people asked me, Michelle, do you have survivor's remorse? And Dr. Day, I have no doubt you'll understand this. I said, absolutely not. My God kept me alive for a reason, and that was to speak for those whose voices were silenced.
That's right. Certainly there is, as I said before, there is the plan to eliminate all goodness because Satan wants to run this earth. He wants no rules. And yet God calls the Ten Commandments the law of liberty, because you see, if nobody stole, if nobody lied, if nobody murdered, then we would be free. Nobody would have to lock their doors. When I was a child, we didn't have to lock our doors. We didn't have to lock our car. Children were safe on the street until the Illuminati took over the world. The communists have been in control of our military. The pseudo-communists. They're communists, but they pretend to be Americans who want freedom. They have taken over our military. I show how the whole business of having homosexuals in the military, having transgenders in the military, feeding garbage to the military, feeding drugs to them, using them as unpaid volunteers unknowingly to try out new vaccines. They have destroyed our military. So when either Russia or China comes against us, we will have no military to protect us. Now, of course, the Illuminati Jews, the Rothschilds, turned Russia communist in 1913, and they turned China communist in 1949. So even with this supposed COVID-19, oh, we're pointing fingers at China. Oh, look, Wuhan virus. That is just a red herring. We should be pointing the Rothschilds over this way rather than pointing China. They want us all to point to China or Russia, and when it really should be the Rothschilds, which control China and Russia, and were set up again to destroy us so everybody in the world would be communists.
Absolutely. And the backstabbers of the Greek Orthodox, because they know Putin is a very devout Orthodox Christian.
He's a Jew.
That is why everybody continually targets him.
Putin is a Jew. Putin is a Jew. Boris Johnson is a Jew. As I said, Obama.
Well, I served in Moscow, and maybe that's true or not, and only he will know between him and his God. But I can assure you, I was targeted by the U.S. government on American soil and abroad to include not only the U.S. intelligence services, the U.S. law enforcement, and the U.S. military. My question is, don't we have a colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps in charge of FEMA at this point in time?
Well,
so
yes.
If we have all these camps, how is the U.S. Marine Corps, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, allowing this to happen? Because I can tell you, I recently had a MARSOC individual come to me and tell me how corrupt the U.S. Marine Corps is. And I can attest firsthand to the treatment that I was exposed to when I was in Stuttgart, Germany, assigned with the military there at the time of Bin Laden's, and I put this in quote, capture and kill, considering Bin Laden has been dead for how many years. So what's going on with U.S. Navy SEALs as well?
Well, all the military is controlled by the communists that are controlled by the Rothschilds. They want to destroy our military. They have used us now for the last 100 years to fight their battles for them. Now they've got the world under control and they want to destroy us. And so that is what is going on. Whether it's the SEALs or whether it's any branch of the U.S. military, they're just using them for cannon fodder. On the back of my new book, I have a picture of Kissinger saying the military men are just dumb, stupid animals that we use in foreign policy. So,
well, look what Madeleine Albright did to our military.
She was a Jew, too, as well.
Oh, I know. Considering what she did to the Serbian Orthodox Church, believe me, I know.
Again, Putin is a Jew. Boris Johnson.
And by the way, when is Madeleine Albright going to come out and tell the world how her and her father escaped out of Czechoslovakia if it was not for the Serbian Orthodox Church and the Orthodox Church to help her survive?
Again, what we have to look at is the big picture. This is the war of between evil and good, between Christ and Satan. And this is the plan for people to see how evil can get. In other words, if you don't know, people don't turn to God just by going to church. The sinner's prayer is a ridiculous thing. That doesn't make anybody a Christian. What makes a Christian is someone who chooses to follow God. And remember that God says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. So how does war solve anything?
Exactly.
People think that they will just go out and kill people. That's not it. good will eventually triumph. Death is temporary with the Lord. Everybody's going to come back either in the first resurrection or the second resurrection. And so, again, if we are angry at all the things that are going on, we're going to kill ourselves. In order for me to get well from cancer, I had to learn not to be angry. I had gone through, not only did I operate day and night and abuse my body that way, but I had been through a very acrimonious divorce. My husband had his 30-year younger girlfriend living in our summer house in Sonoma when we were in San Francisco. And I was angry, and we got divorced, and I was angry, but I realized that the anger that I was holding was killing me. It wasn't hurting my ex-husband. It was killing me. And I had to let go of it. I didn't endorse what he had done. I didn't endorse it, but I had to give it up and not be angry about it, because the only one that can handle that kind of thing is the Lord. And he says, you'll reap what you sow. And so, unfortunately, my ex-husband has been reaping what he's sown all the time, because he's suffering with Parkinson's. He can barely get around. And he's only 3 years older than I am.
Michelle, let me squeeze in Chris Greenheart, who's back. Chris, go ahead. Squeeze in your question.
Thank you, Dr. Fetzer. This is Christopher from Northern Vermont. Greenheart one in the chat. I apologize for any background noise on my landline. Thank you, Giuseppe and Scorpio, St. Mitch and Dr. Day. You are truly an inspiration. Thank you so much for coming on our airwaves. I'll just state my question quickly and get off the line, please. Thank you so much. In today's world, in the context of everything you've said, spiritual warfare, battleground earth, the spoils are souls of men and women. What do you suggest for us patriots today? Is it time just to band together, head to the hills, become 21st century self-reliant homesteaders? Or do we work more actively to fill every elected position and start taking our towns back and our counties back? Is it a little blending of both? What can you say for us moving forward today, all the patriots and Christians? And thank you all. Hang up now.
Again, we're not going to take America. We're not going to take America back with elections. Elections have been fixed for a long time. It was just more blatant this time. Again, this is a personal issue. This is, who are you going to follow? Are you going to follow Christ or Satan or the government, who is Satan's agent? And so this is a call for God to return to him and to goodness and to studying your Bible. And you, if you keep studying, God will open your mind to find the truth. People say, well, the Bible's been changed so much, you can't believe it. Well, I've written my book. I take 15 years off of your learning curve with my book, Who Rewrote the Bible, because it took me 12 years and more to actually study this out to show how they have changed the Bible. But there is a way. The Bible is available now since 1985 in the Hebrew and Greek with the English words underneath, which is much better than the versions. And so you can get a good idea of how they've changed it. So there's not going to be a banding together of patriots. This is a personal thing. It's a personal relationship with you and the God who created you. And that's why it's getting so bad, because people, when they think they can run their own lives, they don't need God. I didn't need God. I was at the height of my career as a woman in orthopedics. When I became an orthopedic surgeon, there were 20,000 orthopedic surgeons in America. I was the 12th woman. I was born only 20 years after women got the right to vote. It was a very difficult thing to do at that time. I was at the height of my career as the first woman head of any orthopedic department in America. And yet I was dying because I thought I could run my life. We need somebody smarter than us to run our life. We don't know what's going to happen a year from now, a month from now, an hour from now. God does. We need God to run our life. People don't want to do that. I have the right to run my life. Yeah, but look where we get ourselves. If America had actually been trusting in God and reading the Bible, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now. This is a personal thing. This is not a group of patriots getting together. They're going to take away the guns there. If eventually they have to, they're going to bring in the tanks. They will. And so the thing is that this is a personal thing between Christ and Satan for the hearts of mankind. The whole point is of this is to turn to God and learn how God wants us to live our life.
We have a caller from Dallas with just time to squeeze in a question. Caller, please, quickly.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, Dr. Day.
Yes.
This is Larkin, Texas. You know, Dr. Day, I was 40 years old in 1994 when I realized that my entire career was as a participant in organized crime. And I have to tell you, 2 years later, the medical doctors murdered my mother. In 2003, they murdered my dad. 4 months later, they murdered my sister. And 2011, they murdered my younger brother. I dropped out of the system in 1997. And I want to ask you one question. At what point in your career, madam, did you realize that you too were a participant in organized crime?
In 1990, when I was involved in the AIDS epidemic, and I started realizing the political control of doctors. Now, you have to realize, in all due respect to the relatives that you've lost, they decided to go to the doctors. God has given us a way to keep ourselves well. We obey his laws, commandments, and decrees, which is the way I got well from cancer. I don't go to doctors. Doctors don't know how to get you well. But all of your relatives that were killed by the doctors chose to go to them. I chose not to go to them. And I got well by following God's natural health plan. I tried 40 different types of alternatives. None of them worked. They were non-toxic, but they didn't work. Only God's plan works. You have to change not only the way you live, but you have to change your heart. You have to stop being angry with other people. You have to let that go and give it to God. You have to learn how to handle your stress, because even though these doctors don't know how to get you well, your relatives chose to go to them and believe them rather than believing in God's way of getting well. So when people go to doctors, they are actually putting a man above God, and that is breaking the first commandment. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God gives us 100% guarantee.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Oh, yeah, I sat on a cushion identical to this all the way across country.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not.